2012, November, you announced plans for the land bridges. And I still get a thrill driving through those tunnels.
That's pretty cool.
I've been through tunnels in New York and in Europe, but when we drive through these, there's something about them that's really cool. You're right.
People are fascinated with them. I always thought they were neat, but I really didn't understand how iconic they could really be. Tony Moore, our park director, when we were interviewing him, and he was seeing the pictures, and the head walls, I think, were done, but they weren't actually all complete. He said, Jeff, this will be something that's iconic that people will think of Tulsa. He was the first one. I mean, they were neat, but I never really felt they would be as iconic. If you never come to the park, you'll know those tunnels. We were just named one of the top new roads in North America. I never thought we'd ever get an award like that, but Tulsans are pretty proud of that.
It's a tunnel. So what makes it jump out as being so special?
I think the shape, and I think that the land adjoining the river with the main park, that connection, those are about 100 yards in width. When you're up on top of them, you feel like you're inside the park. You don't really feel like the road is underneath you. You don't see or hear it. It's a great way to connect the main part of the park on the east side of Riverside Drive with the riverfront and the river park side on the west side of Riverside Drive.
We are here in the lodge, so you're going to hear people walking around and doing some talking and so forth. So that's the sounds that you hear. In August 2013, Williams Foundation pledges up to $16 million to the park. That became the first major corporate donor to the park. 2014, the Blair Mansion that everybody had seen when they drove by, that huge lawn in front of that mansion, and now it's hard to believe it was even there. That was demolished. That was kind of a big thing in our city life, wasn't it?
It sure was. Yeah, we took it down on Super Bowl Sunday. There was a fog. George always tells me that he thinks it was planned that way, the fog. There was a misty fog. You could barely see the demo tractors that were there, the equipment to tear it down. But yeah, it was torn down on Super Bowl Sunday. By noon, the whole house was down, and by the end of the day, it was all carted off to the landfill. We salvaged as much out of it as we possibly could, but yeah, that was a big day. Tulsans had a connection. No one had ever been on the property. That's what was kind of interesting, but they had a connection with the big white house and the big lawn and the big grove of trees. Really an emotional attraction that I never truly understood.
Because we'd never been there.
No one ever really walked the property. We'd looked at ways to keep the house and repurpose it. It was a Jefferson Davis replica house, and right. It just wasn't something that needed to be honored within a new park for Tulsa. Our architects really helped us think about how to repurpose it. I can remember Michael just saying the history of it, the symbolism of it, it's just not germane for what this park is going to be for Tulsa. And it really, at that time, then crystallized our thought that it needed to go. And the Bufords were going to move it, but it just became too difficult and hard and expensive. And it was going to have to sacrifice a lot of trees in the route to get it to a new place. There were just too many sacrifices and too much cost. And so the decision then was that Dan would take the house down. He was responsible for the home at the end.
The Blair Mansion was constructed by oil man B.B. Blair. Buford said it was in the early 60s that it was constructed. But Tulsa County Assessor's Office records show the structure was built in 1952, and the home was purchased by Buford, a nursing home developer, after the death of Blair's widow, Penelope Blair. The background of that mansion.